Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
This is The Bench.
The Bench
on ESPN 97.5
and on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
All right, it's 10:03 on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. And thanks again to Michael over at Pete's Fine Meats for giving away. We'll give another one away. 2 chickens, a rack of ribs, and also the brisket for the 4th of July. We're going to do that tomorrow, so you want to keep on listening and have yourself a big 4th of July. Who was our winner, Del?
Carlos.
Carlos. Way to go, Carlos. Way to listen. We appreciate you.
Now, there was some news, not great news, that came out. We talked about Bill Cosby, but did you see that someone who might have had an impact on one of our people got put in jail yesterday too, or at least sentenced yesterday? Allison Mack of the Nexum sex cult, she got 3 years yesterday.
Yeah. Oh yeah,
and you remember?
I did see that. Yeah,
and you remember?
Raheel tweeted it.
Yeah, she was a woman who was a recruiter for that cult. Former star of the hit CW show Smallville, she tried to recruit Raheel's wife.
Yeah,
and left the voicemail that Raheel played on the air. Thankfully, his wife and Raheel saw through it, but she wanted them to come out to L.A. because Raheel met her at some junket because he was doing some of that stuff for a movie.
Yeah, she didn't want Raheel, but...
Well, she went through Raheel to try to get to his wife.
Right.
And then...
Nobody would want Raheel for any sex, anything sexual.
Okay. Understood.
Okay.
And then, luckily they didn't follow up on that because his wife could have wound up with one of those tattoos and part of a sex cult.
Yeah.
So she was arrested. She was sentenced to 3 years in prison yesterday.
Good thing. Good thing that Raheel didn't go, oh, we'll be right there.
Well, I feel like he might have been all for it, but his wife was like, it seems a little weird. You sure we should be going out there?
Raheel, do you want to, I know no one really looks at you like that, but one person looks at you and you're gonna move to California?
He was snowed under by the celebrity lifestyle, the potential to be on the inside, and then his better half was like, wait a minute, what does she want to do? So it didn't happen. And that woman got sentenced to prison.
Yeah, it was a sex cult. So
yeah, so Raheel probably would have been sitting in a corner someplace,
right, watching. Here, you sit over here.
Yeah, or just banned from the compound at some point. All of a sudden, Raheel can't get in.
Hey, they changed the lock.
The code's different.
What's the code?
Yeah. Well, it's a security issue. We'll get back to you.
Yeah, wait outside.
Yeah, don't worry.
So when last we left you, we told you we would tell you. I've never heard of this before. And are you a burger? I don't order burgers a lot.
A burger for me is an afterthought. Like, there's not a lot open. Let's go to Whataburger for something. That's about it for me.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel really heavy after
that
I ate a
too.
Burger.
Yeah, that's
a thing. So, I mean, it's just too... As a youngster, yeah. But this looks... Well, this is... I never heard of Flippin' Patties. Have you
heard?
Don't
know what it is.
It's a Filipino... a Kaushi burger. Sit plump, pretty. It looks pretty well. It sounds pretty damn good. You can get them any which way. Burger crings with Pwet, which adds pecan smoked pork butt, provolone, and house tang sauce to its crafted patty. Or the Jeepney with Filipino sausage, fried egg, and banana ketchup aioli. Now that you had me at all of those.
Okay.
Okay. That sounds pretty good. And the other one that they have, the best in the country, is Hubcap Burger here.
I think
I'd heard of that
one. I've heard of that place.
I've heard of Hubcap. Now, AJ says, nope. He says the Black Mama Burger at Bismillah is the best burger. I don't know. I'm not a big burger guy. I love a good burger, but I'm not a big burger guy. And this is the Thrillist list, which is not Culture Map.
Until Culture Map gives me a burger list, I'm not gonna particularly go out there and test Thrillist list. Now, Hubcap has places around the city and places near me, so I might try it out if Culture Map says it's a good place to go.
Right. Haven't we advertised for Space Cowboy before, or no? No, it was Cowboys and Indians.
Yeah.
Cowboys and Indians. They've got, this doesn't look good.
What is it?
It looks like it's some kind of tofu burger.
That sounds terrible.
Yeah, I'm not doing that. FM Kitchen and Bar, heard of that. Hubcap, yep. Hay Merchant, nope. Stanton's.
What do you?
Tukey's. I'll tell you what.
Yeah, Tukey's is a popular place
where I am. The Cajun burger down in Stafford. It was one of the best burgers I've ever had in my life.
Does a pizza burger appeal to you?
Nah.
It has got pepperoni and mozz on, you know, a patty and on a bun. Does that sound appealing?
Nope. The burger
Cheetos
joint.
Burger. I'm just looking at all of Hubcap stuff.
I've had a burger joint. It's pretty good. Pretty damn good. And Hop Dotty was okay, I thought.
Huh. Cheetos burger?
Nope. Not interested. Although I'm a big Cheetos. Which one? The crunchy or the...
It's the crunchy.
Okay. I like those two.
Crunchy. And you got your American cheese on a patty. And it's a pretty good helping of Cheetos. Full-on Cheetos. Not Cheeto dust. Actual Cheetos on the burger. Got you some crunch. Got you some cheese. Cheetos. You want some hot Cheetos?
No. I want a burger, actually. That's probably what I want.
Hot Cheetos on a burger. I would try that. If you don't go basic with the regular cheese Cheetos, give me some hot Cheetos.
Yeah.
We'll have a conversation.
Let's go. All right. We talked about this a little bit earlier in the show. Maybe we don't have enough time right now to get in. We can talk about it. Well, you didn't really get in on the Davis Mills conversation. It is kind of a big deal, although you did state, you know, whether or not who's going to make the decision.
Yeah.
It's kind of a big deal how many snaps Davis Mills is going to get in the in training camp.
I've said before that I would make it known to even your starter, I don't care who it is, I guess it'll be Tyrod Taylor, that Davis Mills will get snaps with the first team in preseason. I know Tyrod Taylor, you need your snaps, but you know what? I'm going to make sure that guy gets as many snaps against first team defenses, and maybe you don't even want to use him in the games because, I don't know, is it a sign of disrespect if he's getting snaps? But in the practices, Davis Mills should, against other teams, I imagine they'll do that if that hasn't already been announced. Davis Mills will get first team reps in those joint practices.
So, here's the problem. Other than the offensive line, well, we know Brandon Cooks is going to be a starter, right?
Yes.
I guess this would be defensively, which we're not worried about with Davis Mills. I have no idea who's going to be, who's the starter, who gets the yeoman minutes. We know Desmond King is going to be, but they've got 40.
Cunningham will start.
They've got 40 linebackers. Zach Cunningham will start. But the outside linebackers, it's going to be interchangeable. They're all the same guy.
Pretty much, yeah.
They just got a bunch of B-listers in free agency. And you know what? We want competition. Well, you got competition because they're all practically the same guy. So that's more so. With the first team offensive line, while it's not set, it's certainly, we know who the main players are on the offensive line. We know Brandon Cooks and probably Randall Cobb, probably.
And I guess, running back, it'll be a split thing.
Do you have any idea who's going to?
No, not really.
If you had to bet right now, who will have the most carries next year? Total season.
Well, I know who Jack likes.
Well, we know that because he brought him in here and he's a...
I don't think all three of them will still be here at the end of the season. I think one of them will be like, what are we doing here? Did Philip Lindsay get a 2-year deal?
I can't tell that. Can't tell you that, right?
I'll look it up.
I don't know how to answer that question.
You don't know. I'll answer it for myself. I think
everybody just got a 1-year deal.
I think there's one linebacker who might have got a 2-year deal. I don't know if the money's guaranteed for 2 years. I think at the end, by the end of it, I'm going to go with Mark Ingram.
I'm going with Philip Lindsay.
I would hope so, but I don't know if I trust these guys.
Well, I think they're going to go, hey, see Philip Lindsay, how good he is?
Is he that good?
Well, he's better. Well, relatively speaking, David Johnson and Mark Ingram and Philip Lindsay, Philip Lindsay's really good.
He was really good in 19, a little less so, maybe because they don't, because Melvin Gordon was healthy for the entire year. He got less carries in 20.
Well, yeah.
I think they will.
There ain't no Melvin Gordon here.
They will split carries until they figure out who their guy is. And you're right. Maybe if Philip Lindsay shows that this, he'll excel. He'll take over. I don't know. It's very hard for me.
Point being on offense, though. Well, you know, you're right. Davis Mills, you need to see him with that offensive line, with Brandon Cooks, with Randall Cobb.
I'm more concerned about who he's facing. I don't care if Davis Mills has good performances against the third team unit in the joint practice. Put him against the first team defense and see what he does.
And that's what in I preseason, see. Put him against their first team defense.
All of that. That's a time where there's no risk. Play him as many snaps as you can against first team defenses in joint practices in the preseason. So you get as many snaps of him against the top unit of the other team. So you can make it a real decision on him.
Problem is, you know, the yeoman share of the snaps go to the starter.
Well, this is a unique situation.
Right.
It shouldn't be that way this year.
There has to be the agreement in that coaching, in the coach's room with the GM, that we have to see Davis Mills. This is unlike any other situation, really. We know Terod is probably our starter, but we have to get Davis Mills ready at some point to be on the field in the regular season. Have to. And if not, it's too. Now, watch the Texans go like 6-1. Well, never mind. I'm not going to say that.
Yeah, you want to apologize for what you just said?
Then you're like, well, we can't play Davis. We can't play Davis Mills because look at Terod Taylor. The Texans are leading the division.
They're not going 6-1.
But maybe get the first overall seed.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Well, if they're 6-1, now you got a problem.
I feel like you don't need to worry about that problem.
I'm pretty sure you don't have to either. 713-780-3776 is the number if you want to hang out with us here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
ESPN 97.5.
I assumed you knew.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
Well, we got Throw Shade Thursday coming your way in about 13 minutes, so we got that going on. I didn't realize that putting ketchup on a burger was against the law.
I know people feel strongly about that. It's mustard or nothing for a lot of people.
They said you can't have ketchup on a burger unless you're under 11 years old.
Yeah, I don't put. Yeah, the condiment thing is not a big deal for me. I'm not putting ketchup or mustard on the burger.
Pickles and mustard. That's a burger. Now that's a burger.
Throw some. Oh, okay. If a burger doesn't have bacon on it, I'm probably not eating it.
Cheese. Got to have cheese.
Not American.
Whatever. America. America. Oh, you're against America. I forgot about that.
Am I?
Yeah.
Because I don't like American cheese?
Yes, apparently you are.
Okay.
Stephen A. says, I didn't hear Stephen A. say, he said Donovan Mitchell is the best player in the history of the Utah Jazz.
He said that when he was on one of those runs. Of course, the best player in the history of the Jazz couldn't get out of the second round. So I don't know what that means for anything.
Couldn't get out of who?
Donovan Mitchell couldn't get out of second round.
Oh, yeah. The best player. It's not true, though. Karl Malone is the best player.
Nah. I just heard the guy who's making, I don't know.
$8 million a year
just told me.
Yeah, no. Well, Stephen also told you that Dwayne Haskins is a running quarterback.
And he also, didn't he say like Hunter Henry was going to be? And Hunter Henry was not active in the season.
He was out for the year.
Yeah.
Yeah. He liked Hunter Henry. Or had Hunter Henry already left the Chargers?
I think it was something like that. Either way, Hunter Henry was not available to play in the game, and he was talking about him as a matchup problem.
Right.
Yeah, well, you get paid to say things like that, and he said it.
Well, you say enough things, and you're going to be wrong about some stuff. I know that for a fact. If you talk long enough, you're going to screw things up. Well, I can tell you that from personal experience.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So,
But you But saying something like that means you were thinking about it a lot, or at least it was something you considered when the Jazz have a player like Karl Malone or even John Stockton in their history, and you just say the guy, the Donovan Mitchell is the best player because he's on a heater in the playoffs and in a series he didn't even win?
Yeah.
By the way?
Yeah. I mean, come on. Come on, Stephen A. You're better than that. Karl Malone is one of the second all-time scorer in the league?
Yeah,
I think so.
Yeah.
Maybe. I think he's the second all-time scorer in the league, and you're putting Donovan Mitchell ahead of him for Utah Jazz? Really? Come on. And a guy who has made it to the finals a couple of times.
Won an MVP, I think.
Yeah, Donovan, come on, Stephen A., you're better than that.
Is he?
No, he's got to say stupid stuff so that he gets clicks. That's the that's why it's like wrestling to me. It's like it's all fake. You've got to make up stuff. You've got to be outrageous. You have to be over the top. You have to be so on all the time with stuff that you just don't believe. It's unbelievable. So it's wrestling.
On a team with the second place guy in points, and doesn't John Stockton lead the NBA in assists?
All-time assists, yeah.
You have two of those guys, and you still pick Donovan Mitchell?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm picking Pat Beverly as nicest guy in the league. He's going to win the Nice Guy Award, Sportsmanship Award. Pat Beverly, last night, if you didn't see him, push Chris Paul from behind, snapped his head back, threw him to the ground. Over a look, it looked like. That when he was walking by, he just gave a look to Pat Beverly.
Yeah.
Of course, the game was over. Chris, it was 6 minutes left in the game, and they were up huge.
Chris had been barking quite a bit, but in this particular instance, he hit a three to force a timeout, and he just walked, as he was walking by, he gave Pat Beverly a look, like a pretty much knowing look, like, this is over, I got you guys, pretty much, like, and what are you going to do about it? He didn't say anything, not from what I could tell. The lips weren't moving, and Pat Beverly was like, what?
Mm-hmm.
And as Chris Paul was walking away, a two-hand shove right in the back.
Does he get, he's got to face a suspension going into next year.
You think so?
Yeah, it's going into next year.
For a flagrant two? Like, I don't know what they ruled it, they just threw him out of the game. I wonder if they suspend him for
that
a game.
Is, but when was the last time you saw something like that?
A blatant
you want to talk about
like that?
Sportsmanship and their biggest stage.
Do they suspend people if they get an altercation, like altercations all the time? I mean, he did something where Chris Paul wasn't looking. The optics of it are really bad, but as far as it wasn't a blow to the head. It was a shove in the back that they threw him out for. I would be surprised.
He's starting to add up now. He's the Ndamukong Suh of the NBA. Where, okay, Pat, again, really, we got another instance of Pat Beverly being out of control and doing. I mean, his antics with Chris Paul when he knocked him down and he's jumping around while Chris Paul is on the ground. You don't know how he is. I think you got to send a message to Pat Beverly that, you know what, this is not wrestling. This is not what we do. We've got to try to have some sportsmanship, Pat. And you got none. He's got none.
Do you think the NBA should take a look at Chris Paul's embellishments and say, hey, could you not? I know they took the fines away for flopping.
He hit the ground pretty hard.
I'm not talking about the shove. I'm talking about all the things.
The one with Pat Beverly where the three-pointer.
I'm not even talking about the Beverly instances. I'm just talking about all the things Chris Paul does to sell stuff. I mean,
yeah.
That's not particularly good for the game.
There's a rule now against flopping.
I think they took the fines off the table. And now because guys had stopped doing it, I don't know if you get fined for flopping anymore. But Chris Paul is a guy who doesn't do himself or the game any favors by what he does.
Well, two different arguments.
No, what I understand, but you're talking about things that are bad for the game. What Chris Paul does isn't great for the game.
Oh, you're going to badmouth Chris Paul on Chris Paul Day?
Yeah.
I don't know if you heard, but last night was Chris Paul Day.
But then how can today be Chris Paul Day?
Because it's carried over.
I said yesterday, I understand Pat Beverly shoving him. I mean, not yesterday, this morning. I understand him shoving him in the back because Chris Paul's annoying. And Chris, and you saw what he did to Boogie.
Sorry, guy.
No, he's not. You saw what he did to Boogie. He didn't do anything to Boogie Cousins, but you saw what he tried to get done with Boogie Cousins. He kind of didn't get out of the way Boogie Cousins because they have a history. He gave him a little shiver, forearm shiv, and Chris Paul's like, ugh! He fell down. That's Chris Paul. His antics aren't great for the game either.
He's been watching soccer this week.
No, that he's always done stuff like this before he knew soccer was a thing. That's his deal. So I get it. The Beverly thing is ugly. You want to suspend him. But I would have a talk with Chris Paul. Hey, you're great. Could you knock it off? Could you stop doing the things you're doing? It ain't a good look. And we would like you to not be that guy in the finals.
Says you.
You're going to have Chris. If Trae Young and Chris Paul are going against each other in the finals, all the embellishments that are going to happen with those two, the double embellishments, I can't wait for the double flop. Who, it doesn't matter who has the ball. I can't wait for it when both guys throw their heads back.
It's going to be awesome.
It's going to be awesome, the dual flop from the point guards.
That's going to be totally, totally sweet. All right, here we go, people. We've had a lot of good shade. Now, we want you to keep it clean, and we want you to not attack people here at the station.
You can't put parameters.
Well, we want it to be...
No cursing, clearly.
Yeah.
Because we want to get through the segment where people can hear what you have to say. But if people on the station attack each other, why can't the listeners
That's ended. I don't know if you saw the email.
What email? I didn't see
an email. Yeah, we got an email. There's no more attacks at the station.
Really?
It's over. Yeah.
I didn't see that.
Oh, you didn't see the
when
email?
When did it get sent?
Oh, yeah. I don't know what email they have of yours.
They probably sent it to the Gal Media one that I've never opened.
That might be the case. So maybe you should open it and see. No, I don't. We don't do that. I don't know if you heard. We don't do that.
I don't even know how to get into it.
Okay, we don't do that. No.
So no personal attacks between people who work here.
Yeah.
Did they ban the listeners from doing it?
No.
All right, just then. Said, so what do we have a problem with?
Show on show violence is over.
Okay, then listener on show violence.
Kind of hurts my feelings, but okay.
Yeah, you like it when this happens.
I kind of enjoyed it.
And you like egging it on.
Yeah. No, I didn't egg it on. I just wanted the facts.
Who wrote email?
I just wanted the facts. I think I deleted it.
Can you forward? Oh, you deleted it.
I deleted it.
I wanted
to forward it. But I might be able to find it in my deleted. Anyway, we got Throw Shade Thursday. 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776. Who wants in? Get in. They've been great lately. Let's go.
Well, hello. To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Disappointed by your HR and payroll technology? Maybe you need to outsource your administration. Go to HRP.net to learn more.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
All right, 10:30 on ESPN 97.5. You know what time of the week it is. We got a full board, but as soon as somebody gets off, you got to get back in. Who wronged you in any way, shape, or form? 713-780-3776. Is the number if you want to get in and throw some, make some shade.
Let's throw some shade!
This is Throw Shade Thursday, brought to you by GiveMeTheVin.com.
All right, here we go. Who wants to throw some, make some shade? Our first contestant is going to be Slappy. What is up, Slappy?
Man, what's the damn deal, fellas? Man, I want to throw shade to my new girlfriend, man. When I first met you, you smoked, you drank, we hung out, and now I gave you some of this good old D. Now I can't drink no more. Now I can't smoke no more. Now I got to be a Catholic fan. Come on, dog. All right, bitch.
Oh. I'm throw some, make some shade.
You play it all the time, so I guess that's acceptable behavior.
Yeah, but I don't call women that.
No, Lance, you call that. You say that.
Yeah, but it's acceptable to call Lance that.
Hmm. Well, that was ugly. 713-780-37. That's a hell of a start. That's a hell of a start for us there, Dell. Tim is next up. What say, Tim?
going on, guys? What's going on? I want to throw some shade at Dale. Every time I try to call in to do anything, he's always busy, especially when I was trying to give away some free stuff. Shade throw.
Jerk, Dale.
I'm throw some, make some shade.
He's right. You're an a-hole. He's right.
He
about
didn't
that.
Call me an a-hole.
Oh,
you
I
just, did
just
that.
Read between the lines.
No, he didn't call me a jerk or an a-hole. You did that.
I was reading between the lines for him. You gotta understand the calls and the shade. You can't refute it. Eric is next. What's up, Eric? What's going on, Eric?
Hey, this truck driving off.
You what?
Hey, this truck driving art. Hey, my shade's for Trevor Dollar Power. Hey, big dog, we'll stop beating trash can here in the ACZ when you stop beating women. Shade throwing, bitch.
I'm throw some, make some shade.
That's ooh, that was a Scud missile.
Oh, coming from you? What did you say earlier?
You were talking about orbital bones being broken or whatnot. But by pitches.
Yeah.
Lazy J, what up, Lazy J?
What's going on, Johnny G, R.I.P. Raheel? Dale, hey, buddy. Got a question for you. They don't have no shaders. We already got a question for Dale. Hey, man, you think Patrick Beverly is going after all these light skinners because he was wishing he was light skinned? Are y'all so sensitive? Y'all always talk about light skins are sensitive. But Pat Beverly, man, y'all was... Light-skinned community, I mean, the dark-skinned community looking kind of bad, man. You had Beverly doing what he was doing. And you had Reggie Jackson crying after the game. Man, y'all looking bad out here in these streets.
You can't associate all of us just because the Clippers are like that. They're the Clippers.
This is
he hung up, by the way.
More light-skinned, dark-skinned
violence. Some, make some shade.
That's all it is. More light-skinned, dark and nobody's lighter. I don't even think Lazy J is. I'm telling you.
You've had thoughts on him.
Yeah. I don't even think he's in our community, though.
You're not in the community.
Did you ever see this? Look at this.
Stop rubbing your arm. That doesn't mean anything.
It does. Kind of does. La raza, ¿qué pasó, mijo?
Let's do it for the one time. Juanito G. Bring back Raizy.
Delvencito!
Hey, gentlemen, para tres. Hey, shout gentlemen. Out to Cobos Q, best barbecue in the business.
Way to go, Cobos.
Hey, gentlemen, I got to tell you something real quick, man. Last week I was MIA, and this is my shade for the reason why. I want to throw shade at old man Fart Jeff because apparently my wife won an all week, a free week, all expenses paid to New Orleans. And this MF don't want to give me the week off. So guess what, Jeff? You get EAD. I quit, bitch.
Ooh.
I'm throw some, wow. Make some shade.
Wow. He just quit on the air. Another B word thrown around here. That's getting a little bit, it's getting a little saucy in here. 713-780-3776. Jack Easterby wants to throw some shade, make some shade. What's up, Jack Easterby?
What's up? One fish, two fish, red fish, blue fish. Mm-hmm. So you already know who my shade's at today. Said Fred Fowler once again. So last week he calls in to, he gets Johnny G to call into the Blitz and bitch and complain about how I'm getting in his head about Throw Shade Thursday. Talking mess about y'all segment. Even threw some shade at Dale. So you know what, Dale? I got your back. Fred, stop being such a crumb bum, dickweed bitch. Shade thrown.
I'm throw some, make some shade.
You crumb bum.
It's.
Fred had words for me?
Fred had words for, yeah, you and him.
What did he say about me? Oh, we can't do that anymore. Never
no,
mind.
No, there's no show on show violence, remember? That was listener on show violence, so I don't know if that counts. Can't refute shade. Ryan is next. Ryan, what's going on?
What's going on, Johnny G? Hey, have you got any pumps lately or what?
Have I got any what? No, I have not gotten any
pumps.
Any pumps? No.
You got any pumps?
No, I got no pumps because there's no such thing. It's a ride on a bike. It's not a pump.
Well, anyways, all right. Well, I got Shade at AJ Hinch for pulling a Bull Durham, you know, and it knocked our ass out of whack. So, Shade Trump.
Yeah. Throw some, make some shade.
He did right. He did knock our Astros out of whack. He continues to do it since Game 7. Continues to throw our team out of whack. Gus is next. What's up, Gus?
Yeah, I'd like to throw some shade at Fred Fowler. How can you be a guest on Soccer Matters and then throw Glenn under the bus about his writing back in the day? Throw some shade.
I don't know what any of that is about, but can't refute shade. 713-780-3776. MJ. Is it MJ or MI?
I want to throw some shade at the Houston Texans for hiring Lovie Smith as a assistant and then hiring a guy with no experience. Shade thrown.
Lovie Smith's the assistant.
Make some shade.
Lovie had head coaching in college and pro level. But
I'm going to tell you about David Culley, who's a junkie.
Well, they did hire a junkie, that's for sure. Lorenzo is next. What's up, Lorenzo?
Man, listen, throw some therapeutic shade at Dale. Hey, man, we know you don't like people, bro. We get this. But even yesterday when he was talking about the giveaway of the meat and unrequested, you volunteer. Oh, I don't even know if I know that many people. Listen, if you don't like people, that's fine. But constantly reminding us every 30 minutes that you don't like people really makes it look like the people maybe don't like you. And just by default, you just fall off and just say that you don't like people. You know, this is therapeutic shade, man. But shade's still thrown, man. Get a hug. Get help.
I'm throw some, make some shade.
I refute it only because it's not every 30 minutes. It's about 45 minutes that I make that
can't
reference.
Refute
yes,
it.
I can. It's my shade. I'm throwing shade at him.
Okay. Right.
My shade at you is it's about 45 minutes or so. And I'm proactive in my not wanting to talk to people. So you're wrong on that. It's a very limited group of people. That's all. I'm not actually upset, but I can use my shade the way I feel.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just correcting them. That's all.
All right. No, you can use your shade however you want, especially to refute shade that. Yeah, you can use shade that way. You were well within your rights right there. 713-780-3776. That's it. We're shutting it down right now. 1040 on ESPN, 97.5 and 92.5. I don't like the show on Show Violence, the listener on Show Violence.
Yeah, I don't mind that, but we are done. Although we weren't really participants in the show on Show Violence.
No, it's a listener on Show Violence.
That's what happens here.
Yeah. So I don't know. We'll have to have a ruling from Todd on this one. Because Fred caught it again today.
But
how about AJ went clean, though, for the first time?
Yeah, and we didn't join in on it either, so.
No, I don't agree. And I want everyone to know that I do not agree with the shade thrown.
I will say I'm a passive observer of it, and if it happens, so be it. That's all. That's my opinion.
All right. News of the Weird coming your way next right here on ESPN. Dell? Have you ever had an ugly thought about a mannequin? Well, you might not
what
be
is
able to.
Hold on. What does ugly mean?
Like
do stuff with a mannequin?
Immoral thought about a mannequin.
Well, you remember that movie with Kim Cattrall?
Right.
I did at that point.
You did like that mannequin.
Yeah.
That particular mannequin. Well, you might not be able to have any more thoughts about them.
We'll tell
you why next.
This is Heisman Trophy winner and College Football Hall of Fame, Mike Rozier, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
No, not one. AJ's so proud of himself. Not one shade, not one crumbum aimed at AJ today.
True. I guess he's had a good week, or not a good week, depending on what his views are. I thought he liked upsetting people. As long as he's saying what he feels.
He's slipping. He's losing his grip.
He's like, hey, man, I'm a short timer. Not looking to start anything.
Care. So, Dell, apparently a Saskatchewan Ponzi scheme. Now, this is, you know what? Ponzi schemes are bad because you take money that's not yours and you hurt people. That's no problem. No question. They're bad things. But what if you have a plan to recoup all those losses by opening up a meth lab? Now, you're trying to get that money back to people.
And meth doesn't hurt anyone.
No. I mean, people are going to do meth. You know that, right?
Yeah. I can't make someone do meth, but I can be a supplier of it.
Right. I'm not making anybody do meth. I'm trying to get this money back to these people. I'm doing my best. Anyone want to work regular anymore?
No, of course not. Oh. Why do criminals exist? Because for whatever reason, they've decided staying within the lines isn't what they want to do. And there's maybe a better way to make money in their eyes.
Special Operations Command, SOCOM, is going to test an anti-aging pill next year. Dell, do you want an anti-aging pill?
Depends on the side effects and what they are actually promising. What does that mean? If I take the pill, I won't go past the age the pill?
It's about enhancing the mission readiness of our forces by improving performance characteristics that typically decline with age.
I'm very superficial. I would like to, you can tell me if I take this pill, I mean, at some, look, some, the, I don't know, the cow, what is it? The cow's out of the barn or the horse's out of the barn. Like I can't get younger, but if you're going to tell me you'll look the same from now until then, yeah, the pill seems great. But if it's just an internal thing, I don't care about that. I'm superficial.
Well, I want to be sharp.
That's fine, but I got years of sharpness, I believe, still in my bag. I'm looking for, hey, you're going to look like this. You're not going to age visually, and I'll take it. I'll take the pill right now without any testing.
Yeah, yeah, I don't care.
Yeah, I don't care.
What are the side effects? I don't care.
As long as I'm not going to age visually, give me that pill.
Dell, I'm looking at one of those dog robots right now. It is dancing. Apparently, they've made dancing robots, and they're playing and actually performing with the band KTS. Is it KTS? What is the name of the band? Whatever, KTS, some pop band.
Is it a Korean pop band?
It's a boy band. Yeah, I don't know. All I know is BTS.
Yeah, that's a big and popular Korean pop band.
It is.
K-pop is what they call it.
K-pop. Yeah. Do you want robots to dance with BTS?
I don't care. These are one of these things where, all right, I don't understand. Look, this is a language I don't understand, but people here, even in America who don't understand Korean, love them. They're like a bunch of, what's the polite word? Pretty boys. Like, you could look at them, and if you just turn your head really quickly, oh, that's a short-haired woman. That's their aesthetic.
Hmm. That's their aesthetic? That's what they're going for here?
I don't know what they're going for, but that's what I see.
Hmm. Yeah. Do you want to see a former Disney princess on OnlyFans, though?
You mean the actress who played the princess? Which one is it?
She was... Here, let me
In the live-action movie?
No. She was at Disney.
Oh, I don't care. Oh, one of the actors?
One of the actresses,
who played...
Yes. And now she has an OnlyFans page.
What is that? How does that appeal to me? If you're telling me, like... Nah, never mind. I won't say it. I don't care that a woman who played Jasmine at Disneyland is now on OnlyFans. I mean, I'm sure she's attractive, but there's no special appeal for me.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't know. What? She looks appealing.
What's her name?
I don't know. I don't care.
Then how can people find her?
Okay. She was the love interest of Aladdin.
Jasmine.
Dare Taylor.
Dare.
D-A-R-E. Taylor.
Taylor.
Yeah.
I've seen that name before.
You have?
I didn't know she was Jasmine at Disneyland.
Yeah. She doesn't look like she'd be Jasmine. She put a little... I don't know if she wants to say.
She looks rather Caucasian.
Yeah, she looks very Caucasian.
Yeah.
I think she might have darkened her skin up a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, whatever. She's a bikini model now that I'm on Instagram. It's like, whatever. I don't care.
Do you want to go to the disgusting food exhibition in Germany?
Sounds because terrible.
You can see bull penis and maggot cheese if you do.
I get to see it? That's
well,
all.
Well, yeah, it's all on the menu.
Oh, I get no. Yeah. No, I barely care. I barely want to get a burger. You think I'm going to go to Germany for, what did you say, bull penis?
Bull penis.
Nah, I'm out.
Yeah, I don't think, I don't really, yeah, no.
And considering what their soccer coach in his hygiene, yeah. I'm not sure how they're preparing that stuff.
But he must be in the kitchen. Everything. He could, if he's making hot dogs, it's going to be disgusting.
Oh, that guy.
Yeah.
Still has his job for now.
So, apparently a Florida man fired a gun at cops. You know why? He was being controlled in a video game.
You know, there have been really bad movies made about that. But, so he blamed it on someone controlling him?
Yeah, he was being controlled. He was
the avatar.
He was the avatar in the game. And so he had, and they made him shoot at cops.
Did the cops trace that story and find out who was controlling him?
I don't know that they did.
That's bad police work.
That is bad. We got to get a detective on this.
Yeah, what are you doing?
So, Adele, worst. A new study reveals which U.S. city has the worst traffic. And no, it's not Los Angeles. Any idea which city?
Is it Houston?
It is not. Number three. We came in number three.
And Los Angeles is two?
Los Angeles is now four.
Wow, look at them. Taking a step up. I'm going to go with Miami.
New York, Newark.
Okay. Makes sense.
Boston is two. Houston, three. L.A., Long Beach and Anaheim, four. San Francisco, Oakland is five.
So two of the top five are based in California.
Yes. So congratulations. The Tour de France spectator who put up the sign and then caused the huge crash of all the riders has been arrested.
On what charge?
Caused a massive crash through the France, has been rolling, been arrested, ending a 3-day search.
I get that was destructive. And
she fled the scene. French authorities searched launched a search for her. She caused unintentional injuries by manifestly deliberate violation of an obligation of safety or prudence.
There's a lot of words.
Yeah, it seems like it's very common.
I get leaving the scene of an accident, so that could be the charge. But holding a sign and something like that happening, is that on the books where that can be considered a crime? Because you had a sign?
Apparently you caused bodily injury because you were not
being standing safe on the side of the road where you're supposed to?
Yeah.
Okay.
A Wyoming man on meth called police to ask why he wasn't arrested. You know what happened?
They arrested him
for being
on meth. Did he tell them in the call that he was on meth?
Apparently he did. He gave up. Why haven't you arrested me? I'm on meth.
Seems like a poor. Well, maybe he wanted to get arrested. Didn't you tell a story about a guy who wanted to go to prison?
Apparently the sheriff, they raided his house the day before. And he was wondering, why haven't I been arrested?
So he wasn't at home at the time?
Apparently not. Why wasn't I arrested?
He's like the kid from that PSA, the ball's off me, coach.
Yeah.
No. Why? You got away with it. Why are you telling anyone? Dumbass criminal.
Ball is off me. That is not a bad.
Is it? No.
That's the Christian thing to do.
Is it?
Ball was off me. Because you don't want to lie.
I see it in the NBA all the time. And all those guys say they're Christian.
Mannequins have been banned in a northern Nigerian state because they violate Islamic teachings and they create immoral thoughts. Del, do you want to visit this mannequinless Nigerian state?
No, I don't want to visit Nigeria and have family there. I'm certain in places where I have family, I don't want to go. I don't think I would have those thoughts anyway, so I wouldn't be in trouble unless you're going to tell me one of those mannequins is going to turn into mid-80s Kim Cattrall. Then I would have a problem there because the movie Mannequin was a thing for me, even though I wasn't alive when it came out. But I would see it on, Saturday afternoon, just filling time on one of the stations. Oh, look at that.
Look, a mannequin turned into Kim Cattrall when she was hot.
Well, that's why I just said mid-80s. You had to point that out. Yeah, I was like, if every mannequin turned into a fantasy like Kim Cattrall in the 80s, I would have a problem in that northern Nigerian state. Don't foresee that happening, though.
Del, if you're a chef, how do you want to die? How do you want to go?
I don't want to die in the kitchen.
Well, how about falling into a vat of chicken soup?
and it was boiling hot, so he died that way?
Yes, he died.
How do you fall into a... was he above it stirring and he fell? Or she fell?
It was for a wedding, and apparently it was a giant vat, and it fell, all over him. He
all
was
the
burned
burns.
Up pretty bad.
Yeah, that's a terrible story.
That's a terrible story. Apparently Turkey has formally quit its treaty to prevent violence against women.
I'm sorry, I'm not... I am laughing. They had a treaty in place, and they decided it was over?
An international treaty to prevent violence against women. Turkey said, nah, we're out.
We don't want to do that anymore. Sorry, it conflicts
not really that into it.
We took a poll, and our constituency said, it's not worth it.
No. I mean, I don't think we can be all that committed to it, so we're out.
Well, congratulations for knowing themselves, I guess.
Yeah. We will continue our struggle.
Yeah, it's a weird announcement to make.
Yeah, we're out on that whole preventing violence against women.
You could just let it lapse and not say anything about it, but to publicly announce you're out, that's a bit of dedication.
Yeah. All right, that is the dedication to abuse against women. Congratulations, Turkey. All right, we are done. Charlie Polo is next, and we will talk to you again tomorrow. Everybody have a great day.
ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5. Real fun sports.